So great to be learning together. Time for this weekly Svardic Tshuva from Kehilat Sharei Ora from Teaneck. It's going to do a fantastic topic this week. And I know a lot of you have been asking me to discuss this about L'shem Yichud. Why is it with Svaradim to say L'shem Yichud? And amongst Hasidim, this is also done, but not amongst non-Hasidic Ashkenazim. What is this all about? You go to Rinat, you don't have that in the Sidurim. You don't have almost all the Batei Knesset, except say for Chabad. In Teaneck, you're not going to have L'shem Yichud. But Svaradim, we're very into L'shem, saying L'shem Yichud. But what is that all about? So if you know, it's shared by Svaradim and Hasidim that it's Kabbalah, and it's most likely going to follow the following pattern. Most likely, it's gonna start off with the Zohar, then it's gonna be followed with the Ari, the Chida, and the Ben Ish Chai, and then it's gonna be tempered a little bit with something from Rav Avadji Yosef. So it's gonna follow this very, very typical pattern here, and I'm gonna just share with you just a beautiful summary that appears in the Koran Svardik Sidur, and here's how it goes. Here's the Shalshalat HaDvarim. The Zohar already states in Parashat Tazria that all actions we do, the Kavanah should be for Avodat Hashem Yitbarach. Based on the Zohar, the practice of the Mekubalim in Tzfat, that's already step two, was explicitly say before doing all mitzvot, they're doing it L'shem Shamayim. This already appears Maran and Magid Meisharim, the Reshit Chochma, the Sharak Dusha. And in the Kitvei Ha'ari, already starts the Nusach of L'shem Yichud. So the Ari develops, Chachmei Kabbalah, in Tzfat, developing that which appears in the Zohar. And that's really where the ball gets started. Now it's interesting, what are the non-Hasidim, why do they not say it? So they are very into the tshuva from the Nodab Yehuda. Nodab Yehuda is really one of the great poskim of the Sfaradi Ashkenazi of the last 300 years. He lived in the time of the American Revolution in the 18th century. And the Nodab Yehuda, Rabbi Chezka Landau, many of you know Manny Landau here in Teaneck. He's a descendant. A lot of the Landau's are. There's a lot of descendants. Nodab Yehuda. Now, Yehuda was incredibly against this practice. He says that he believes it should not be done. He says you just think you're doing this mitzvah. You aren't doing fulfilling mitzvah. And you whenever you do a mitzvah, you say the bracha. You understand the words and all the tikkunim that is done. All this kabbalah is done all by itself through our actions. We don't need to have any special kavanah. We don't have to l'shem yichud kudsho b'lechirush k'ntebet b'chilud b'chimu yachadat shem yukev avkev. All not necessary. Totally, totally not necessary. And this is, and based on this practice, no doubt, this is what non-Hasidic Ashkenazim, this is where their practice is from. Now, it's interesting that Rav Yaakov Emden, who also lived down at the time of the Nodab Yehuda in the 18th, late letter, second half of the 18th century, he already writes that in his Sidur, it's a very important Sidur, that the L'shem Yichud should be only said by Tamidei Chachamim or Chashay, and they should say it quietly and privately. Okay, so that's like a pshara. But Maran Achida, here we go, here's already the third step. He, again, Maran Achida is living at the same time as Nodab Yehuda, Rav Yaakov Emden. He is at the opposite end of the spectrum, opposite the Nodab Yehuda, and he insists, he comes to strengthen the words of the Mekubalim and to reject the words of the Nodab Yehuda. And so some accept Nodab Yehuda, more many accept this non-Hasidic Ashkenazim, but amongst the Svaradim, we accept the words of the Maran Achida, who again is following the Ari, who's following the Zohar. And the final step, then the next step, the fourth step is Rav Yosef Chaim, the Ben Yishchai, already his first tshuva in the Rav Paulim. He already formulated a nusach of L'shem Yidchud for every mitzvah, even interesting before saying Shir HaShirim. Even though it's not technically a mitzvah, but it's certainly a big inyan, a major, very significant act, and it should be said L'shem Yichud. Nonetheless, it is not an obligation. So Rav Avadya and Chazan Avadya, Shelut Yeshivot Chazan Avadya, Chelak Alat Siman Kavtet, he already puts the brakes to this. He said it's a wonderful thing to do, but it's not a chovah. It falls short of an obligation, which is 100% correct. Just one thing we should add, and that is that there are three mitzvot that are exceptional, that we should have in mind the reason for it. Tzitzit, tefillin, and sukkah. This one for the men. So for tzitzit, what is in common with all these three mitzvot? Is the Torah explicitly states their reason. Tzitzit, l'man tizuz keruvas tem mekol mitzvotai. So when we put on the tzitzit, we have the thing that we're doing this, so we should remember that we're fulfilling all the mitzvot. Tefillin, l'man tia Torah Hashem beficha. Sukkah, kivasukodo shavti bnei Israel, to remember b'hotzi otam eretz Yisrael, to remember we sat Hashem put it in booths when we left Mitzrayim. This is quoted in the Bach. Yahu Yosef quotes this. It's just that it's important to bear that in mind. About that, all would agree about that. Both Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, non-Hasidim, everyone's on the same page about that. Very, very interesting topic. Wishing everybody a week full of bracha and briyut.